Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. A Philadelphia woman has been charged with murdering a preschooler left in her care. Prosecutors say the little girl's injuries show she had been brutally abused for years. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson says it started with a call about a four-year-old falling out of a window.
Officers responded to the call of a toddler falling from the window on October 30th.
When the police arrived, she was in the second floor bathroom being put in cold water.
They took her to the hospital, says Assistant District Attorney Chelsea Lightsey, and doctors quickly noticed the injuries four-year-old Zaya Singleton had were old and consistent with child abuse. The toddler died at the hospital. Now 38-year-old Semalia Brown is charged with murder, recklessly endangering the welfare of children and related offenses.
The child's biological mother had given custody of the toddler to Brown through a notarized letter. Well, winter may be a little more than a month away, but the big chill is here in the Delaware Valley. We hit a record low of 23 early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez talked to people who are waiting out in the cold at the Frankfort Transportation Center.
A lot of people were waiting for their buses here outside in Frankfort. Jerome came prepared, all bundled up.
Eagle jackets, I have a hoodie, I have another vest jacket inside, so I'll wear that all the time.
Feel okay?
Feel great.
Today has a forecasted high of only 35, but wind chills in the teens and low 20s. After 4 days of a roller coaster trial, the jury that will decide the fate of accused killer Sean Kratz will begin deliberations. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward was in the courtroom for the trial and has his report on closing arguments.
Defense Attorney Charles Peruto says Sean Kratz was terrified of his cousin Cosmo DiNardo. Peruto says Kratz fired a shot into Dean Finicaro's head because he was scared for his own life if he didn't. Peruto says that fear of DiNardo is why Kratz never tried to get help after Finicaro was killed, but before Tom Mayo and Mark Sturgis were brought to the farm and killed. Peruto says based on that fear for his life, worst case for Kratz, this is manslaughter. But Prosecutor Greg Shore says Finicaro, Mayo, and Sturgis would be alive if not for the actions of Kratz.
Shore says Kratz was holding the murder weapon for more than an hour and a half before Finicaro was killed. Maureen Faulkner, the widow of murdered Philadelphia police officer Danny Faulkner, is now going to the state's highest court in hopes of having the case handed off to the PA State Attorney General. Her attorney, George Paquetto, has filed a petition asking the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to disqualify District Attorney Larry Krasner from handling Mumia Abu-Jamal's appeal. Paquetto claims the case is full of conflicts of interest since the head of the appeals unit is a former defense attorney for Abu-Jamal, and a paralegal in the office was an avid supporter of Friends of Mumia. Abu-Jamal was convicted nearly four decades ago of killing Officer Faulkner, and the controversial case has been playing out for years now. This weekend will mark 2 months since the disappearance of a five-year-old girl from the playground at the city park in Bridgeton. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has an update on the search for Dulce Alavez.
Plans are in the works to keep Dulce's story front and center in her hometown. Family spokesman Jackie Rodriguez is organizing an event on Saturday evening, the two-month anniversary of the girl's disappearance.
Keep her case alive and get together as one and pray as one.
They're still looking for a time and place to hold it. Rodriguez is running a Facebook page that has prompted debate on how things are being handled. Some good, some bad, some just nasty.
Rodriguez says the family understands that law enforcement is doing all they can and is thankful that social media has helped spread the story throughout the country. With the holidays approaching, work crews are busy transforming Love Park into Christmas Village. KYW's Paul Kurtz reports the village is scheduled to open on November 28th.
Great, it's fantastic.
Love Park manager Andrew Emma stopped by to check out how the build-out was progressing 3 days in.
They're putting up some of the food vending tents. They're starting the build-out of some of the vendor huts. There's over 75 vendor huts. The stage, which is going to have different musical events and performances, is here. Santa's booth right behind that is going up.
And something new this year, a big shipping container is being converted into a gift shop.
Work could be completed as early as this weekend, and vendors are scheduled to begin setting up by the middle of next week, just ahead of the November 23rd preview. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.